It has been a big year for real estate. We have seen residential real estate, in particular, housing sales rising, prices rising as well. Let's talk about what 2022 could look like. Mike Meidler is with us. He's the CEO of Century 21. Mike, it's good to see you. Before we really get into next year, I want to ask about sort of a snapshot of right now, because we are pretty focused here on this Omicron variant and its spread. Can we expect some of the disruptions to the housing market that we saw in the earlier waves of the pandemic? In other words, things like materials prices going higher because of supply chain disruptions, people, having trouble with labor because of people getting sick and things like that. Are we seeing any sort of signs of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think, Julie, for everybody, every day is something different. And certainly with lumber and labor, it's always been a question mark here over the last, 2 years, really. What I do know is people continue to push into the residential real estate space. In fact, there's no cyclicality, no seasonality anymore. Generally, a time of year when people slow down for the holidays and take a look towards the next year, we're still seeing strong demand. And it probably is a little bit because folks are trying to lock in mortgage rates where they're at today at historic lows, as we all know. But we saw contract signings up 1% last week, and new listings to the market down 4%. So, overall, our inventory in this country is down 21% from where it sat a year ago. And we continue to see people looking for that piece of the American dream here in the US and pushing into the marketplace for a lot of different reasons.
Mike, are you still hearing a lot of stories of bidding wars?
Yeah, there are some bidding wars out there, Bri. I mean, it's not what I would say the craziness that we saw in June and July, where you had 20 offers in over a weekend. But there's certainly definitely still bidding wars on good, solid properties. And, again, we see that pushing into sales price, right? We now have sales price, median price across the country up 116 straight months in a row. That's slowing a little bit from where it was probably in the summer, like I said. But there's still a lot of activity out in the real estate market right now, even in the holiday season.
Well, and so to your point, Mike, that American dream is getting a lot more expensive for folks and perhaps out of reach for some people. So going into next year, are we going to see a slowdown because people just can't afford to buy a house? Or are we going to see them maybe buy something cheaper, trade down in terms of their aspirations of their home?
Yeah, I think what we're seeing a lot, Julie, is you look at the marketplaces in the South where you've got maybe a little bit more affordability, lower taxes, obviously better weather. And this whole work from home phenomenon is creating the ability for people to really kind of shift and reshuffle and move to other places. You're seeing people going to cheaper marketplaces. I will say this, though, if you look at the median family income today, at 20% down for what the mortgage rates are today and the median price of a home, some residential properties are more affordable today than they were from 2000 to 2009. So a little bit of relativity there. I think what gets people scared is when, you see a price for a home on the market and it gets bid up so crazily because of the amount of competition. So I do think you're seeing this reshuffling that we all talk about into, different marketplaces. But it's definitely a question right now.
And Mike, hybrid work clearly is going to stay around for some time. Do you see folks now trying to buy even larger homes, trying to get out in advance of them, perhaps working from home for at least 5, 10 years, if not forever?
Absolutely, we see that. In fact, we just did a study and a poll, not just here in the US, but literally globally with our system members. 54% of people want to continue working from home. And we know that that is going to maintain a constant here, not just in the US, but obviously around the world because of what's happening from a pandemic standpoint. We're seeing people want larger space, obviously, more amenities like a home gym as opposed to going out to the gym, more space in their kitchen so that they can, entertain close family and friends for holidays and other gatherings. But at the end of the day, I think that folks rediscovered what shelter means to them here in this country. And we're going to see a continuation of pushing, not just for your primary residence, but even for vacation residents and investment properties here in the US, Brian.
Yeah, real assets definitely are attractive to a lot of people right now. When you look at those kind of trends in what people are looking for in a new home, you know, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I guess Gen Z is starting to enter the home buying market right now. They're getting to that age where they can start to do that. Are there things in particular that they're looking for that are different from older generations of home buyers?
No, I think everybody, for every individual, it's a little bit different. And you're right. I mean, between millennials, 90 million, and then Gen Z right behind them, Julie, who are the second largest generation in U.S. history, they are storming the marketplace. They paid down debt on student loans. We have the highest national savings rate than we have in a decade here in the U.S. And I think that's causing people, as you said, especially in inflationary times, to think what they want. They want real hard assets. Places that they can raise families. Believe it or not, millennials won't hit the median age of a first-time home buyer for another 3 years. So with the lack of building that we've done in this country for the last decade, we're going to continue to see people push into the marketplace and really have this kind of supply-constrained real estate market that we have. You know, some folks, they'll figure it out. What you're seeing a lot of, obviously, no matter what the home has that they wind up buying, they're adding the amenities they want through construction and, you know, development and all those other things. I mean, I can't even tell you the amount of permits that I see literally just in my hometown of people building up or building on. In my block alone, there's probably 3 or 4 homes that are under construction right now in building the amenities they want for their properties.
Yeah, no, clearly, Mike, things are still hot. I mean, what's the impact next year if we do get a couple rate hikes from the Fed? I mean, does that slow the market down?
I mean, I think we're absolutely going to get a couple rate hikes from the Fed. And, you know, Chairman Powell also said that they're going to start winding down their purchasing of assets. I think if you look at it, Brian, you're still going to sit under 4% according to NAR, Fannie, Freddie. Everybody's talking about 3.7, 3.8% mortgage rates. And that is still under the 2019 average of 4%, right? And obviously a lot lower than, you know, generations before that can remember. So I think we're still in a good spot. Puts a lot more purchase power in your pocket. But we've got to be there, I think, with the way that, you know, obviously prices have gone in this country for 116 straight months.
Mike Meadler, good to see you. Century 21 CEO, and happy holidays to you. Great to chat with
you. Thanks,
guys.
Same to you.